fuck with shawty, know she a tip. Same shit, look like Dre and Michelle. I been going crazy, giving them hell. She ain't tryna go with me, I'm a pill. I crush a lot, baby girl, I'm a player. Connect the dots, then I plug up the scale. If we get caught, they gon' give me the chill. Fuck the law, make them earn what they pay. Ain't no back and
forth with no... What up, everybody? We are back.
We're back.
It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's
Podcast.
It's me, the outstanding original, the author of ideas. I'm O'Shea. Woo! And I'm here with my usual suspect, the reigning, defending, undisputed People's Champ, the People's Choice, and the People's Voice, John B.
Yo, 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 Nation, what up?
And today, we have our all-time crushes. Is this the crushes episode we've been trying to do, finally? Finally,
yes.
John B., chat me up. How you been, brother?
Man, feeling good, feeling great. You done done it. Ready to get into this one, man. This is going to be a scintillating conversation. Ready to get on it. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. Feeling good. Feeling great. As always, like you said, we already on the hen, you know, on some others. So we in some good place right now for me, brother. So let's go ahead and get started. Crush. First crush of all time. Man, this takes it way back, man. Born in 83. Old school, so chat me up, John B. Give me your first crush of all time.
Man, I'm gonna have to say my very, very first crush of all time, man. Janet Jackson, bro.
Janet Jackson Control.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, from that time period on, man, from like then to like about 96, she could not do no wrong in my eyes, bro.
I feel you on Janet Jackson. I was a big the Anytime, Anyplace era. That was my favorite Janet right there. I think that was the name of the album that was on Janet. She was on the cover or whatever. So that was my favorite Janet Jackson album. Speaking of that, and that was my favorite Janet Jackson. So I'm gonna take it way back.
Okay, what you got, man? What you got?
Back
man?
In the time. What you got? My first, very first crush was Whitley from A Different World. First crush. Jasmine Guy.
That'd been like my number two. That was number two on the list right there.
I mean, she was the Southern Belle. She was smart, going to college. Kind of classy,
twang.
You know. Old Southern Belle, old Southern twang. Good hair. You know, she kept to herself. I actually just restarted watching In A Different World, and I was watching the episode where Dwayne Wade had to sneak through her room to get out of the girl's dorm because he was helping Lisa Bonet with her calculus. And then, you know, everybody was saying that like they messed around, and she was like, ain't nobody had these goods yet. So I always thought she was a classy chick. John B, chat me up. How you feeling about Jasmine Guy?
Oh, yeah, man. That Whitley character was definitely legendary. Like I said, she probably would have been number two on the all-time crush list just because she just had it all the way going on, man. Especially like in Harlem Nights.
Oh yeah,
hey,
man. God, she was in Harlem.
Yeah, Nights. I did not, and I feel why Eddie went after it like he did. But
was older in A Different World. She was like 30, so she was really playing, you know, a much younger chick in that show too. So shout out to Jasmine Guy. That was my very first crush. I remember watching that when I was like 6-7 years old, and you know, my mom could tell that this chick, she just had a young old barber's eye, you feel me? I also had a big thing for Lisa Bonet too from the Cosby Show. If Whitley was number one, she was right there at number two. I mean, they just, to me, they were
more than one A.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, she's second to none.
Yeah, boy.
Especially back then. You know, so let's fast forward just a little bit. Let's move into the next level of our life. John B., give me some of your crushes for your younger years. We're not going to like the younger 20s or nothing. We're going to go with, you know, middle school.
Still back in the day, but kind of, yeah. I know what you mean. Teenager, all of that good stuff.
Chat me up.
The infamous Lisa Turtle.
Lisa Turtle.
From Saved by the Bell, you know, real name Lark Voorhees, but yeah. She kind of like Whitley had that thing, you know, she had that sophistication going on, and you know, just had that swag about her, you know what I mean? Just that nice brown skin. She was
and awesome. She held it down for the black demo in Saved by the Bell. Yeah, you feel me?
Almost single-handedly.
Held it down. I mean, it was single-handedly.
As far as like, the main, you know, main characters or whatever, but yeah, she was on. Okay, yeah, you said you ain't playing around.
I ain't playing around tonight.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Lark Voorhees, you know, that she also had like a cameo in a Martin episode.
She did.
And she was
feeling Martin.
The boy.
Had Gina know. Jealous. Had you Martin know. Been like he had the swagger.
Man, that boy, I feel like I had the swagger too, boy. Yeah. She was on the arm. I ain't gonna lie. So yeah, you know, she was definitely one on the later crushes.
Okay, that's
the
what's
young,
up.
Young boy's life.
Yeah. So mine was, I had a poster on my wall when I was 11, 12 years old.
Ooh, I still remember that poster. Yeah, even
in
my room.
Yeah, Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks. She was one of my first crushes as a young man. She was, you know, she was tall. She had the long hair. She had the body. She was in the Sports Illustrated magazines. Even the celebrities were crushing her because I remember the old school Penny Hardaway commercials with Chris Rock, and you know they're driving, and you know he's trying to holler at Tyra Banks, and she's looking as good as ever, and he's like, "Fool, that was Tyra Banks." Fool.
Oh, tripping,
right. So, you know, that's always gonna be, you know, memorable. And I had that picture when she was in Sports Illustrated. I had that on my wall. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to my mom for letting me have that and put that on my wall. Oh, and, you know, as a young man, because man, I had a lot of dreams about that one. Wet ones. The hen dog. That's what's up. So anybody else from the young man era? I got a few more. Chat me up.
You know, as far as back in the day, kind of moving up slightly a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. The infamous Maya. Was definitely on the list for your guy. She just, I don't know, had that swagger about her that was like, you know.
So we had to talk about this before we started.
Yeah, we did have a little talk about this.
Said Aaliyah, he wasn't even thinking about Maya. So I said Maya. Wasn't even thinking about it. So now he wants to take Maya. Maya was one of my favorites. She was on my list first. On my list, so he just tried to jump on the
that's
Maya
not
bandwagon.
Exactly.
He was on the Aaliyah bandwagon, and he tried to throw Maya
and
out
I ain't
there
never
first.
Getting off of it. But what I'm saying is that as far as early crushes, you know, Maya was definitely high on the list. I had to put her on there, man.
Shout out to Maya. She was one of my first crushes. Just to piggyback on the rest of the stuff, light skin, long hair, could sing, all in the videos, dancing. You know, she was just the she was just the epitome of what I thought, you know, I wanted in a woman back then. You know, she was, I mean, she still is to this day. I think she just had her 40th birthday. Shout out to Maya. You know, I think she had it not too long ago, but she just turned 40. She still looks great. So shout out to Maya. I had a few more though, man. I was a big fan of the Players Club movie growing up. So I love Issa Rae in that movie. Diamond, you know, that was one of the early movies that I saw, and I was like, man, like when she came out doing the dancing to the R. Kelly Seems Like You're Ready in the pink, stripper outfit. I mean, that just, you know, that was like, ding, yeah, this is what I want right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is it right here. So she was, you know, she was one of the ones. I also like the other light-skinned chick. What was her name? Ronnie. I liked her in that movie, too. And then I also like the MTV chicks. I like Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra. I had a big thing for them. I loved them on their TV shows. So those two also were in my category for crushes as a young man. John B., chat me up. What you got?
Yeah, I also had Garcelle Beauvais.
Okay.
French too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know your boy be on
Sacre Bleu.
From Jamie Foxx fame. She was also had a small part in Coming to America. Gonna be in this Coming to America too as well. Rose Theras. But she, you talking about just, you know, legs to the sky, you know, could act, model, you know, and her rapport with Jamie, you know, she would just bring him to his knees, you know, whenever she wanted to. I mean,
she
had that
sure did.
I mean, she had that swag about her. So She was also an early crush for your boy, for sure.
Okay, okay. As everybody knows, I'm a wrestling fan. Check out the wrestling videos, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, you know, everywhere you get your podcast.
You know where we at.
You know where we at. So I do the wrestling videos, and two of my early crushes were, and during this era, was Sunny and Francine from ECW. Those were two of my crushes as well. I like Sunny. She was huge back then. I mean, she was like America Online's most downloaded person in like 1995. You know what I'm saying? And this was like the first signs of the internet, and she was the most popular person
breaking it
all over back then. So she was one of my favorites back then too. All right, John B., let's fast forward a little bit. Just a little bit. We're going to go to the next generation. So your next gen crushes, we'll say the next years, you know, later years, adult years. Who have you been crushing? You know, we'll say mid-adult life. You know, we're a little bit older. Not saying we old, but we're a little bit older now. Midlife, 20s. Who was your crushes then, my guy?
We can go ahead and fast forward, get a little bit further in this thing. You had brought up Lisa Bonet earlier. Her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Zoe Kravitz. Got a swag about her. I'm not even gonna lie.
She got it from her mama.
She's got a swag about her. Been in plenty of movies. The list goes on and on. But there's something about her. I don't know, bro. She's got that thing about her. Like you said, like her mom. Like, real talk though, like, kind of mom, like, just kind of like, you know, I don't need to be out there like that. Like, you know, I'm the shit, so just go ahead and recognize.
I mean, she got her mom and her dad swag, you know, you feel me? Like, that's, she got that rock star,
movie star.
I mean, she's got it, whatever it is, she's got it.
She has it and plenty of it. You know, so she's, was definitely high on the list in the recent years.
Okay, later years, so. I feel like everybody's probably had her as a crush, or she's somewhere on somebody's list somewhere. I went with Kim Kardashian. She was one of my older adult crushes. I mean, she's a Kardashian. I know she has bought her hair, eyes, face, ass, tits. I know she's just paid. She's bought everything, but the way she's paid for it, it looks like it's a good package. That's all I'm saying. I like what she's done. Always has been a good package. I mean, starting from the Ray J video up until current day. You know what I'm saying? Kim Kardashian has been the shit. And also, shout out to Drea Michelle. I'm a big fan of her from, what was that, The Basketball Wife she was on. She wasn't even a wife. She was just a girlfriend. And she was on that show causing all kind of issues. And folks was hating on her because she looked good. Tall, light skin, long hair. About her money, about her hustle. So, you know, like I said, I like the total package that she brought to the table. John B, chat me up how you feeling about mine, and then you can also expand.
Let's speak on yours real quick. I definitely understand why you would be attracted to her, why she would be high on the crush list.
Which her? We talking Kim or we talking Drea?
Drea.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go with that.
Okay. Enough said.
You know,
sometimes
what I mean?
Words don't need to be spoken.
Not at all in this case. As far as Kim Kardashian, like you said, you know, probably, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, still somewhat attractive. So I get it.
What's your favorite Kardashian? Let me ask you that. Who's your favorite? And I don't do the Jenners and the kids. I do the three older ones. I don't go past that. You know, that's the different age range for me. For me,
if I had to choose one,
the oldest one is what? Courtney. Then you got Kim. Then you got Khloe.
I guess it'd be Courtney.
No, you said it like that's, you know, like she's.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, they're cute. You know, I've never really crushed them, though. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they're attractive. You know, if I had to pick one out of them, probably be the oldest.
Okay.
But, you know, they're cool. They're cool. You know what I'm saying? I feel you on that.
That's what's up. Chat me up. What you got?
Janae Aiko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, she's got a swag about her, too. You know, she's got a fantastic voice. She's talented as hell. And you know, she knows how to speak on that raunchy shit without being, I guess, all the way, what am I looking for, slutty with it, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, just let it all out, bro.
Yeah,
say what's on your mind.
Yeah,
man.
You know, that album, mixtape, whatever she had with Big Sean, was like
fire.
Oh my God.
Fire. Like,
hey, let me tell you
what. Fire.
You can't get it down with that plan, then I don't know what to tell you. But yeah,
that was a good mixtape.
Oh man, yeah, but yeah, she's definitely on the list for me.
Okay, that's what's up. So I'm gonna go old school real quick because, you know, I've always, and she could be on like a lifetime crush thing for me, is going to be old school Angela Bassett. I've always had a thing for Angela Bassett. I think I sort of liked her from, you know, her early acting days. And then I really thought she did a good job of portraying Tina Turner. So, you know, and that What's Love Got to Do With It. And then everything else after that, I still got her groove back. And, you know, we can just keep going on and on and on. She's been in so many movies, so many things. She is, I feel like, to me personally, I feel like she is this generation's Pam Grier. She ages so fine. I mean, she's in great shape. Yeah, I mean, the woman is like 60 years old and she's in great shape.
Make you more articulate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm spitting. So yeah,
Pam Grier reference.
Yeah,
okay,
and shout out to Pam Grier. She's one of them old school crushes too. I mean, she is a little bit before my generation. She's like maybe 10 years. Yeah, really. Yeah, she's a lot more.
No disrespect, but
she was. I mean, she's one of those pieces that aged gracefully. You know, they say black don't crack. I mean, she was. You know, she was looking great in her 70s and, you know, looking, you know, fine. Like, you could, you know, put her as a for real piece, you know, if you're going somewhere. So, shout out to Pam Grier. Shout out to Angela Bassett. Those are some of my old school crushes. Do you have any old school crushes?
Man, you kind of hit the nail on the head with Angela Bassett. Man, you can't
you
own
steal
all
my crushes all night.
Man, ain't nobody
I can own all the
nothing.
Crushes because they my crushes.
Nah, man, well, they not just your crushes. They crushing for everybody. So,
Stealing my
precious. Nah, bro. Nah, yeah. Angela Bassett, she definitely just, I don't know, just held it down. I tell you, was it Lynn Whitfield? Is that from Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Yeah.
That'd probably be and my old school. Now, another one that ages, you know,
now
like
you talk about Martin. She was in the episode of Martin, like right around that time that movie came out.
I thought that was cool
how they put her in that, and then they played off of the movie and things like
okay,
that.
Speaking of Martin, Pam Regina.
Alright, so Gina probably just because, and this is, I mean, man, I see you shaking your head, but it's a lot that factors in with Gina, because Gina's, you know, she was the epitome. Obviously, you see, I had a thing for light-skinned women, so obviously she fits that mold. Not only that, she was a lawyer, and she was cool with all of Martin's friends. She would come over, she wouldn't trip, you didn't have to worry about her cheating, she wasn't messing with Tommy or Cole, didn't have to worry about nothing shady going on behind their back. She had her own spot, so he could come and go over there, she could come and go over his crib. She was also, you know, it was legend series because she would always bring a good friend with her. So, you know, guys are always talking about bring some of your friends. Well, she brought Pam into the fold. You feel me? So that's why I got to give Gina. And she was the main girlfriend. Now, Pam, she was messing with this dude and that dude and Tommy and halfway flirting with Cole every now and again. And then this
and
then.
She was never giving Cole
man,
no play.
She was giving
Cole. I'll never remember an episode she gave him.
She didn't give Cole no play, but Cole was trying.
He was supposed to. Boy, I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying?
So you must be a Pam.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Pam just, I mean, that body, yaddy, yaddy. I'm just saying, she had that swag about her.
Man,
you know
she's a hating-ass friend that didn't have no man. She's
hey,
the
man.
One, but...
She looked good. She had that body. She could sing. She worked at the same job Gina had, so she's also getting paid. So, give me Pam, cuz.
Yeah, give me the one that's shown that she can be a good girlfriend. Throughout, you know, Gina was a good girlfriend forever. She's the epitome of what you think of a good girlfriend. She's done everything. She does for a man, cooks, cleans, works hard. She's it, you know. So that's why I'm going to roll with Gina. You take Pam, I take Gina.
There
you go.
Yeah,
that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so let's go current day. John B., chat me up. Current day crushes. If you have any, chat me up.
Oh, yeah. Current day. Yeah, that's for sure.
Celebrity boys. Let's go.
Carry Champion of ESPN fame. She has a show on Vice with Jemele Hill right now. I don't know, man. It's just something about, you know, those tall females, that cocoa skin, legs that go up to the ceiling.
Everybody, mind you, John B is like 5'2". So he's getting these big, tall trees. Now
disrespectful.
Yeah, he ain't 5'2". But yeah, he get these tall women, you feel me? He likes to climb trees, I see.
Well, you know, I like tall women. Some tall women like me. You know, that's just what it is. But, you know... But I don't know, just something about her, you know, she just, you know, the way she can articulate, she's smart, you know, college educated, you know what I mean? And then she loves everything about LA, especially the Lakers. So as being a Laker fan, that's just like a match made in heaven. So,
and she knows sports too. I mean, that would be a cool thing.
She's got her background, so, you know, it's willing, you know, she can bring her work home, so to speak, and chop it up.
And that's a chick you can watch the game with, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can sit back, watch the game, and she actually knows what she's talking about. It's not just, you know, just trying to fit in or guess. Like, she's going to be out there calling out stats and calling out players, and she might get hyper than you over some of the games. Man, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can dig that. She seems like she'd be fun to hang out with. That's what's up.
For sure.
I'm going to say my crush right now, biggest crush, is going to be Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman. She's the star of Wonder Woman. I mean, to me, that's everything right now. I mean, you know, she's got the hair. She looks fierce. She's a strong woman. She beats ass in the damn movie. I like her whole package. You know, she's just the epitome of what I like in a woman. And she's tough. She's, you know, she'll beat some ass. And like I said, she's not, you know, just, I like her from the Justice League movies, all the DC movies, her movies. She's just a star. She's got star written all over. I like that. John B, chat me up.
I can see why you would have that affection for her. She's got a swag to her, so I can feel you on that.
That's what's up. Do you have any other ones of this new era that you are kind of digging?
Oh yes, I do.
Oh yeah, let's get them out there then.
Oh yes, a very beautiful, intelligent, cultured. I don't know. There's not enough adjectives to describe her. Her name is Amanda Seales. She's from Insecure fame. She used to be on MTV back in the day. But you're talking about a woman that is educated, knows her history, proud of her culture, while being fine. She's also got a stand-up that's funny as hell. I mean, she's talented across the board. So, yeah, Amanda Seales is definitely it right now for the boy.
That's what's up. See, I just have the one right now. There's not really anybody else that would be, as far as celebrity crushes, that would be on old Barber's radar, you know, right now. So that's it for me. So I'll see, all in all, if you had to pick, so we named, you know, quite a few, if you had to go through a lifetime crush, if you had to pick one out of all the ones that you've named, if you had to pick one, who would that be and why?
Out of all the ones you've been, they've all been, like I said, they were all crushes, you know, at certain times and eras. And
right now, at this moment, with this bottle, with this specific bottle of Hennessy speaking to you, if you had to pick one, who would it be? Right now. Not saying this is forever solidified. Just say it right now, at this moment. Who would you pick?
I couldn't even do it. It'd be too much disrespect to all of the intelligent, beautiful women on this list for me to pick just one. So I can't even do it, man. I can't. I really can't. You know what I mean?
I could. Give me Wonder Woman. I'm sorry. If we had to pick, I mean, right now at this moment on this bottle of Hennessy, on this specific bottle, give me Wonder Woman. That's who I'm going to roll with. Give me Gail. That's where I'm at with it. I mean, chat me up. Any final comments? Anything else you want to get off of your chest on this Celebrity Crushes episode?
Yeah, I got a short list of forever crushes, I guess you would call them. You know, kind of broke it down then, now, forever. And
listen to him on this one. Let's go.
Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
Marvel. Yeah, she's been in all the Marvels.
Punisher, Iron Fist.
All of them.
Daredevils.
She was in all that, of them. In that thing. She's been in plenty of movies, but where I fell in love or fell in crush, whatever. was it He Got Game, when she played the character of Lala, the girlfriend, the sneaky girlfriend of Jesus Shuttlesworth, Ray Allen's character in the movie. So she's definitely high on the list. Zoe Saldana, who a lot of people might know from Guardians fame. Mm-hmm. She was in that cult classic Drumline.
No guys, Nick Cannon in the building.
But she's got a swag about her too that I don't know. I just always always fell in love with. So she's definitely high on the list for sure. But there's one.
The one. Shout out to Shannon and Shireen on their episode. Check those out on the archive. The one.
Do it. Aaliyah. Like, he mentioned it earlier.
Who is the A-I-I-A-E? Look at that.
Dude. Yeah, boy. She's, I don't know. She could sing. She could act. On top of being smart, she was also a wrestling fan, too. So, I mean, again, you know, just, you know, checking all the boxes off, you know, R.I.P. Aaliyah.
R.I.P.
You know, but she's definitely on that forever list, you know, just a forever crush.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Well, you guys know what time it is.
You know the drill.
You guys know the drill. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation. Leave your comments down below. You know where we are. Find us. Subscribe. You know how we do it. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Idea. I'm O'Shea. I'm here with my usual suspect, the people's champ, the people's choice, and the people's voice, John B.
Yep.
For the Nation of Podcation.
For the Nation.
We are out.
We're out.
Peace.
Peace.